just in case some of you forgot what the original version sounded like, the original arrangement sounded like, I thought I'd give you a taste of it again. Yeah, because I'm telling you, when Tom Scott, Paul Jackson Jr., and the others, I apologize, I don't recognize the drummer, the bassist, the keyboardist, but when that group made that song their own, they made it their own. And I mean, there were definitely similarities, but there are also definitely some differences in the way those two songs sound. So I'll close out with the second version, with Tom Scott's version arrangement. But I wanted to just let you hear a bit of that so that you you would remember. It would be fresh in your mind. I'd refresh your memory as to what that original one sounded like. Now, if you had to choose, of all the animals, all the creatures you can think of, think about all that you've seen, of course, in America. Think about animals you've seen, even if only on TV, across Africa, Europe, you name it. Which animal would you say is the strongest? Well, I know I've wondered from time to time, if a huge bear, not one of the smaller ones, if a huge bear got in a fight with one of the biggest tigers, who would win? That huge bear or that tiger? I used to wonder. I was watching a documentary one time, and they were showing life around the water, some lake, I think it was a lake. And they showed a group of hippopotamuses doing their thing in the water, some out the water, most of them in there, just chilling in the water, just kind of wading through the water, just some of them just standing there, just enjoying the water. And then away, a little ways off, I don't remember if there was a group of crocodiles or a group of alligators. I always get those two mixed up, to be honest. But the larger one, the larger breed, was off to their side doing their thing. When I think it was the crocodiles, really. And one of the big ones decided to make its way over to where the hippopotamuses were. Decided to start a fight. And I'm thinking to myself, whoa, how's this going to turn out? Because I know those crocodiles are fierce. But I'd also seen a documentary, a different documentary, that showed a boat. This was not a yacht or anything like that. Just a boat that you might be able to get four or five people in, that a hippopotamus had cut in half with his teeth. I mean, all the way through. So I'm thinking, man, now this might be quite a battle. It lasted, I don't know, maybe a minute or so. When the crocodile turned and started hightailing it back to where it came from, it and that hippo had gone down in the water. Just one hippo. Now, it wasn't outnumbered. It was just one crocodile and one hippopotamus fighting each other. They went down in the water, and when they came up, that crocodile was making its way back to where it had come from. That hippopotamus had cut off about 3 or 4 feet of his tail. About the last 3 or 4 feet of his tail had been completely chopped off, severed from the rest of his body. That crocodile was making his way back to his group, minus a tail. I'm saying to myself, whoa, now that's serious. Well, check this out. I mentioned to you, Popular Science is going to be sharing some info with us. Listen to this.
In a battle royale for the most powerful animal, what species would win? The Asian elephant, the tiger, the saltwater crocodile? Evolution has nudged wild creatures to hone their blows, bites, and brute strength for survival. But in the end, who puts the king in animal kingdom depends on what kind of strength you're looking at. The red kangaroo's kick delivers a bone-shattering 759 pounds of force. The average human gym rat, who lacks the training to focus their blow, would be kicked out faster than a bad guy in a Bruce Lee film. But a Taekwondo master with a black belt, one with a 136 mile per hour kick that hits opponents with 2,300 pounds of force, might just go toe to paw with the Roo in the ring. An Asian elephant's trunk has 150,000 muscles. That nose alone can move 770 pounds. It's strong enough to uproot a tree. But in 2016, English strongman Eddie Hall set the current world record for a deadlift by hoisting 1,102.3 pounds, more than the weight of a concert grand piano.
One thing I want us to keep in mind, though, as we talk about this, keep in mind that as they're making these comparisons to these, comparing these humans to these animals, remember, with the animals, we're talking about their natural strength, what is typical for the animals. Whereas when they're talking about somebody like this weightlifter, this competitor, he is out of the norm for humans. So what they're talking about with the humans, the karate kicker, I mean the karate expert, the black belt, this powerful muscle-building trainer, they're not typical. Anyway.
A Tasmanian devil can open its jaws 80 degrees to chomp carrion snacks or rivals' faces. But that's nothing compared to the saltwater crocodile. The croc has a literal ton of brute force in its jaw, 2,020 pounds of bite force. That's more than six times its closest competitor, the tiger. The biggest animals often weigh the most, making them relatively weak for their size. A mantis shrimp, on the other hand, delivers a punch with a force more than...
So maybe that was the alligator that the hippopotamus beat up on, whichever was the bigger one. So maybe it was the alligator. Anyway.
3,000 times its weight. An eribited mite, which is shorter than a tenth of an inch, can bench press nearly 1,200 of its fellows. So what species is the strongest animal? Humans who properly trained won 2 out of our 4 competitions, so Homo sapiens technically take the title. But if you're not a world record holder for strength or haven't spent decades mastering a fighting form, maybe avoid tiffs with red kangaroos, elephants, crocodiles, and mantis shrimp.
That's some power, ladies and gentlemen. And again, that's just the way they are normally without doing special training. Back to Pick Up the Pieces, the second arrangement we were listening to. I hope that you're going to have a great day. If you can, spend a few minutes later this evening, maybe towards, you know, close of the day, you're about ready to go to bed. Give us some thought to how you can spend at least some of the time the rest of this week letting some of life's best moments come through you. Oh, man, isn't it great when we do that? Let some of life's best moments come through us. It's good for them, whoever we benefit, and it's good for us as well, because we really feel good about doing good.